Rays looking to take 2 of 3 from the Reds at home. Parks and Recreation Day at the Trop. Malik Smith came into this one riding an 11-game hitting streak. He was up in the fourth inning with the Rays already in front 2-0.
Here's a base hit by Smith. Sharply hit into right. Robertson digs for the plate. He will score standing. Over to third goes Borges. Malik Smith took care of that situation. Driving in the run to make it 3-0.
So with the bases full of Reds, and here's the right-handed hitter, Devin Mesoraco. Swing and a miss. He struck him out in a breaking ball.
And here is Corey Dickerson. And a little looper into short center field. Base hit. Here comes Borges in to score. And Dickerson comes through to give the Rays a run. And their lead is up to 2. 4-2 ball game now.
Here's the pitch to Souza Jr. He lines it into center field. That's a base hit. Here comes Sucre rumbling around third. He's going to come in and score on the RBI single by Steven Souza Jr. The Rays now lead 5-2.
There's a shot back into right center field. That's got some carry and will go one hop to the wall. Dickerson has scored. Souza races across the plate on the double by Morrison.
The Rays go on to win it 8-3. They take 2 of 3 in the series. Trevor Plouffe, who joined the club on Tuesday, went deep in the fourth for his 8th homer of the year. Steven Souza Jr. was 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs. With the win, the Rays are now 3 games over .500. After the game, Kevin Cash spoke about the victory.
Good to win another series. You know, the guys, we overcame some mistakes, obviously. But we got some big hits, some timely hits. I mean, Lomo had a big hit. There was a long list, but obviously a long game, a lot of interesting stuff that took place. But at the end of the day, we found a way to win a ball game, which is most important. Chase Whitley did a really nice job coming in there and just calming things down. I thought Erasmo was, he was good. We talked before the series about the walks to, you know, their 9-hitter, their 1-hitter, try to avoid those. We walked a couple guys, and, you know, as Hick always says, the inopportune walk seemed to really put us in some binds. But at the end of the day, we win the series, and we go into the off day on a high note.
How nice was it in the sixth to see all those RBI come with 2 outs?
Quite nice, because we're sitting there. I know Jim and I are talking and how are we going to navigate through this. I think at the point it was a 3-2 ball game, and you know, to find a way to add on some runs, give us a little bit of breathing room, went a long way.
Every starter had a hit today. How nice is it to see everybody contribute on a day when Longo's off his feet?
Pretty big. I know Longo wasn't very happy about not playing. I don't blame him. But that's what good teams do. They rally around the lineup a little bit when Longo's out. And everybody seemed to really contribute offensively.
And Taylor and Trevor both with the home runs today. What does that speak to, the atmosphere in your clubhouse where guys can just come in and kind of just be themselves and perform?
Yeah, I think that's a 100% credit to the guys that were already in the clubhouse. You know, it's a really welcoming group. All they care about is winning games. How can you help us win today, tomorrow, whenever? It's comforting for these guys that we acquire midseason or late. I think they feel that right when they walk in.
Impressed with Alvarado. I mean, had the freak play, the run scores, and comes back and gets a strikeout.
Yeah, he did a nice job, really nice job. Unfortunately, the ball gets by him. Robbie's probably standing right there, but you're going to react as a pitcher, and if he catches it, you know, he makes a play. So, overall, really impressed with his work. You know, he came in and pounded the strike zone. Liked the way that he went to the curveballs and got him in the zone early, and then his second inning of work was also really good.
Guys kind of went into a little bit of a base running slump there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know what? We've been okay on the bases this year. We were due a little bit to have a couple of mistakes, but from where we were last year to now, I think we've been much more efficient on the bases. It was unfortunate that it popped up in a 6-out span there.
Just over aggressiveness.
I think so. You know, guys trying to force it, knowing the game was starting to slip a little bit, and trying to put themselves in scoring position, doing little things like that, but. You know, they know this team is good. We can stay station to station and hit the ball out of the park.
12-game hitting streak from Alex. He had a couple hits today. Another stolen base. Just continues to produce.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's ignited our offense since he's been here, doing it at the top, having quality at bats. I mean, it's pretty impressive. You know, Alex goes up there, his first at bat, strikes out, doesn't even faze him. You know, he goes in his little notepad, kind of memory what the guy's trying to do to him, and, you know, he puts it to use the rest of the game. So, He's had a very, very, you know, impressive approach here, getting on base for us.
Would you say you're encouraged by Erasmo? I mean, better than the last couple, or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he made some big pitches at some times. We got to find a way to, you know, we get three runs or whatever it was, and then bam, homer. That's going to happen, but we got to kind of nip that a little bit here. And, you know, it just goes in the other clubhouse. When you're able to shut down a team like that, it can be deflating at times because it's happened to us.
Right.
It is deflating, so we got to get better at doing that.
Then Featherston and Plouffe, also the fact that you didn't have some of your main guys in the lineup today, and Featherston had a big hit the other night too. I mean, the contributions from these bench guys.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, you look at good teams, they have depth. And, you know, we're getting some depth. We're getting some versatility. And, you know, we're optimistic that Rass and Beck and obviously Longo will be back for us next weekend or this upcoming weekend. But knowing that those guys are going to help us in a big way, getting to the break is nice.
Lomo had a big hit, Dickerson had a big hit. It seems like that has just been a consistent part of every success you've had, right?
Those two? They certainly have. I mean, I think they feed off each other a little bit, you know, and they both do it off a lefty that's throwing 98 miles an hour. You know, I don't know if they're doing that last year. So you can see the adjustments, the confidence that they have, that when the opportunity arises, they've found a way to continue to come through for us.
Souza Jr. raised his average to .272 with an .884 OPS, and he spoke after the game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big part of our lineup, so for a bunch of guys to step up in a win like that to secure this series was huge. You know, I had to come through. I think it was my third AB after I made that dumb base running mistake out there. So I'm glad I got to come through and pick up our pitchers.
What happened on that fly ball to left? Did you think it hit something? Did you think it was going to go foul?
No, it just hit off my glove. I just missed it.
Oh, the one you hit.
Oh,
the fly
ball
you hit.
The fly ball I hit. I thought I got it. Yeah. I don't know if it hit anything. Regardless, I should be running hard out of the box. Be standing on 30.
That sixth inning, the Reds had cut it to a one-run game. Then you get 4 2-out RBI. How clutch was that today?
It was huge. You know, stringing together hits like that is going to be key for us. You know, we're not always going to hit the long ball, and I think we've shown that we can hit the long ball in situations like that. But for guys to just pass the baton and just get knock after knock was big for offense.
What more can you say about what Malik has done over this stretch?
Yeah, I mean, he's the table setter, really. I mean, he gets on those bases, and he just creates havoc. I mean, he even had another X factor in running down Billy Hamilton today. Nobody knew he could play infield. So, but, you know, when you get a fast guy like that, you got to bring our fast guy in to run him down.
Dive in right field, is just wind knocked out of you? Is your shoulder?
Yeah, I just jammed my shoulder neck into it, and I think it just got a little stinger up my neck, but totally fine. I'll be back in the lineup Friday. Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about what those two have done for this offense. They're doing it against lefties, they're doing it against righties. It's just been a really fun year for them, and I'm really proud and happy to see them having the success that they are this year.
Plouffe was 1-for-4 in his first game with the Rays, but left 5 runners on base. He spoke after his first home run with his new club after this game.
It means a lot, you know. It's a little bit different atmosphere. You know, coming from Oakland, you know, we weren't playing too well over there. And you know, the first day I got here, the first thing we talked about was, you know, winning series and how well that the guys have been playing. So, of course, I want to contribute any way I can to wins. You know, so far, so good. You know, 1-0 in series, I'll take that. But, you know, I'm just trying to help. You know, it could be defensively, it could be offensively, anything like that. I'm just happy about the series. Man.
How often have you been involved in a rundown where a corner outfielder makes the put out?
Not many times, but I told Smith that we needed him in there because I wasn't running down Billy. That's for sure. I was giving the ball right away. But that's, you know, they always say, you know, one throw is the best rundown. I say get him out. That's the best rundown. So we got him out. It was a good heads-up play by D-Rob, you know, after missing the ball, to be aware and to, you know that he's going home and to make throw a strike to home. It was good. It was a good play.
First home run as a Ray today. How'd it feel?
It felt good. You know, I've been working. You know, my swing hasn't felt good, you know, early in the season. But in the 3 days I've been here, I think I've made some some strides in that. I feel a little more comfortable at the plate. And again, I'm just trying to help the team win. So I think that helped today.
Erasmo Ramirez gets the win, improving to 4-2. He fired 5 1/3 innings, allowing 2 hits, 2 runs. He struck out 6.
I feel like proud of myself, like keep the team just like that, like no scoring the first four. You know, it's been a kind of tough for me to keep the opposite team the first innings and be able to do it today. Just bring more confidence to continue like pitching and executing the pitches. And I'm glad we start hitting like we always did. And everything just started like came out like during the game, like execute more pitches, the defense play good, so just everything was worked together today.
You just said it, you know, you guys just continue to hit and everybody really did it today. What was it like to see so many different players contribute?
Yeah, that's all something you just always want. Or like when you're pitching or whatever you're doing, that's what you want. Like just hold the team, do the little pieces. Like so, you got running on third, just bring it home. If you can hit a homer, just hit it. It's just something that made a team. That's you lose together and you win together. So that's what we do that now. If the starting pitcher just falling, like giving out some run. The offensive, gonna try to pick it up. So it's been, that's the way it's been like the team doing. If the pitch is down, we try to pick it up. If the pitch is doing good, so okay, more reason for do good.
Last few starts haven't gone quite the way you wanted them to. How did it feel to bounce back with the strong start you had today?
Well, it's nice, even like personal point. It's nice, just that way you realize whatever you've been working, what kind of pitcher you're working, the style, like mix, the mix you try to use is something like make you feel like you're going the right way and you're not following the same line you've been in the bat. So right now it's just everything is about continue executing pitches, and no matter what team it is, what hitter, what situation, just go and execute pitches. That's my mind all the time.
The Rays have Thursday off before welcoming the Orioles to St. Petersburg on Friday. Jacob Faria gets the start against Ubaldo Jimenez.